Hey, you guys. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Kiki with your host, Jazz. Now let's get to kikiing. Grand Rising! Hello, everyone. Grand Rising. I hope you're having a blissful awakening. I wanted to come and talk to you guys. Mind you, I am in the car on the way to work. I want to call and check in on you guys and see how you guys were doing and let you guys know what's going on with me. So, y'all, I've been going through a lot of trauma, and it's hard for me to record and come and talk to you guys when I'm going through something myself, and I'm working on the process of healing, and I'm working on the process of getting that negative energy off me, and I'm working on the process of getting back to me. So, y'all, listen. The little interview with my baby daddy is not gonna happen, okay? And I want to tell you guys why. It is very important for you to create boundaries, okay? Create boundaries from the very moment. Listen, ladies, if you are not with your child's father and or he's coming back into your child's life after a time and period of being gone and not helping, not contributing to your child's physical, mental, and well-being, like, you guys, create those boundaries from the get-go, because men will come in, not only do bare minimum of what they think they should do, but they think they can give you a little peen on the side, like peen fills your pockets, okay? They'll act like peen fills your pockets, and just do bare minimum. And you know, and when you confront them about it, it's gonna be horrible. So ladies, create those boundaries from the get-go. I'm currently right now in the midst of taking my child's father to child support, which it's been going on for a year. I put in the application, I wanna say almost over a year ago. We're just now in court about it. Just took the paternity test, and like, we get those results when we go back, and then we'll go through the process of him paying child support. Well, when he came back, he was quite mad about me putting him on child support. Well, sweetheart, I did that about a year ago. And if you remain consistent, then we won't have to put you on child support, or we wouldn't have to have you on child support for long. Because I'm not a big advocate on child support if a child's father or mother is doing what they're supposed to do. Because let's be honest, we have single fathers out there as well. So I'm just putting that out there, because we have single fathers who've been there since day one and who take care of their child as well. So y'all also need to create boundaries. And another thing about creating boundaries, it protects your child. It protects your child for feeling like they're not good enough. For me, I don't want my daughter to go through that, because she is a woman, and I don't want her to feel like a man is supposed to validate her, even if it's her father. And like, he doesn't validate who you are, where you come from, and who you will be, because you're great, you're wonderful, you're an awesome, and his trauma and his problems has nothing to do with you. The way he copes, the way he deals with things, does not have anything to do with you. And I had to tell myself that as well. Like, the way the things that he does, the gaslighting and things like that, it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with him and his thinking of women, or his thinking of, you know, of the women that's around him. So, and also the type of woman he wants or thinks he should have, or whatever, that it never works out with. Another thing why you should create boundaries is because you have to protect yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be honest, we have a certain love for the people that we create with, right? And sometimes we become vulnerable to that, especially when we see them interact with the children, especially when we see little things. We may put on our rose-colored glasses for a moment and we forget about things. I feel like boundaries helps protect us from that, from putting on those rose-colored glasses and thinking... I'm sorry, y'all. Someone wants to stand in front of the middle of the road in a green light. So, like I said, it protects you. They threw me off, y'all. They would not go. I think they're asleep at the green light. Like, they would not go. Anyways. It protects you. It protects you from feeling regret in the end, for feeling like you did something wrong. Because in reality, you didn't do anything wrong. My child father, I feel as though, like, he wanted to try to get close, not to get on child support. And it clearly didn't work. When it wasn't working, then he started gaslighting, doing little things to gaslight me, to get me to give him a reaction. Now, ladies, you know when a man wants to get a reaction from you. Do not fall for it. Do not fall for it. Especially when it's about the kids. Make them keep it about the kids. Make him keep it about the kids. And I want to tell you how, you know, if it's about you and trying to tear you down versus being about the child. Okay? Boundary number one that you should always do. I don't care if he has transportation or not. Make him get transportation. If he wants to see his child, if he wants to get his child, you tell him to come pick your child up, his child up, our child up. You do that. Because let me tell you something. You are taking your energy, your time, your space to go over there every single time to drop that child off. Especially, like, come on. But I'm guarantee you, he has transportation for every else. Where any other place that he wants to go. Make sure, like, and this is the only reason I'm saying this. This is the excuse to not only see you, but another chance to create chaos. And especially if you know you're vulnerable, have a person that you guys mutually know to drop your baby. Or your child off at, like, a mediator. So, for instance, like, my mediator is my mom. So, if my child's father wants to see my baby, he needs to leave a date and a time. He would like to see her. And I will make sure that I will have my child over there. And he will pick my child up from there. I want y'all to know, this man will fold. he probably won't even call you to see his child anymore. He probably, like, I'm telling you. Why? Because you don't have to put in the effort, and you're not putting in the effort to go bring that child over there, because your job is to give him access to your child, you guys' child. I'm sorry. I'm talking to you, but you know what I mean? Like, that is your job, to do your part in providing and to give him access. It's not your job to, and men will make you feel guilty and be like, well, you know, I don't have this, you know, I don't have that, but you have this, that, and that for everything else. A man will want you to come out your pockets more than he comes out his pockets, when it shouldn't be who's coming out their pockets more. It should be about the stability of the child. Do you understand what I'm saying? The stability of the child. I make good money. And I think that's one of the main reasons why he wants me to come out of my pocket more. I make good money. But I'm also a saver. I'm also an investor, you know. And I'm trying to invest in myself. And to a house so me and my daughter can have more stability. So there's things that I'm working on as well, and also, like, I have bills. I have grown woman bills, okay? And which I'm sure he does too, but right now he doesn't have any bills right now. So it's kind of like, don't worry about the money part of it. Worry about the time, the physical time, the attention, the work. And I want to also say this, girls, pay attention. Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Pay attention to the signs, how they treat you and act. Okay, if it feels like out of the norm, you need to step aside, write it down, and you need to go over those things with that person, like with your child's father. But yes, like, men always make it about the money when it's not really about the money. Like, women, we are the creators of these children. Like, men, yeah, y'all give the sperm, but we bring forth, you know. We have to put in the, we have to give our strength, we have to give our nutrients, we have to give our life. A man can get up and leave, but a woman, you cannot. It will be neglect from the moment you step out. It will be called neglect. Okay? My child's father begged me for my daughter to even stay for a week. I wasn't even comfortable. But you know what? We got into it and I said, hey, well, I need some space. Why don't you let her stay there for a week? You know, he folded. After you done cried to me, you fold. You know why he folded? Because he didn't want me to heal. He didn't want me to have any open space to think and to unweb his lies, unweb everything that was going on, and to find my inner peace. He wanted me to suffer. And people who are like that, nasty people who are like that,
You guys, don't give them your energy. Set boundaries. I don't know how many. I wish I would have listened to my own advice. Like, set boundaries. From this point on, I am. Like, I'm gonna swear, don't call me unless you're ready to see your daughter. You know? And he didn't even call his daughter for her birthday, her second birthday. Having paid for childcare, like, in 2 weeks. So, and you only been paying for, like, 3 months, you know? It's sad. It's sad that you can't even get someone to be consistent for their own child. Just consistent to want to do for their own child. To want to create drama with the only stability that she has. Because it be the people who do not have stability. You know? Like, you can't use the fact that I won't let you see your daughter because I'm openly and willingly letting you see your daughter whenever you want. Whenever you want. Just come and get her. So you can't use that excuse. So you want to gaslight me and try to make me to be a crazy mom. Well, pump your horse, sir. Because I'm a child of the Most High. And he sends signs down from heavens above. And he lets me know, hey boo, he's gaslighting you. Don't fall for it. He wants to make you look like the bad mom. And I mean, he went as far as like calling my mom, doing little tit for tat things, then want to show up at my house. But you know what? I had already caught on by then. You know, I didn't answer that door. My car was parked right out front. But I didn't answer that door. He knocked on the door all aggressively, knocking on my windows. You know what I did? I got my baby and we got in the tub and we relaxed. I'm not doing the gaslighting. Do not let a man gaslight you. Especially if you're the only stability that your child has. You're the one with the house, the home over your head. You're the one with the car. You're the one who has a stable job. Been there for years. Especially when you're the one who provides your child's clothes, shoes, diapers, wipes, food. You do not let him gaslight you. You do not let him put you in a position that you feel low, because that's what he wants. He wants you to be low so he can use you up. So he can use you up. And that is a weak man. That is a weak man. That is a weak man who do not know himself. That is a weak man who doesn't respect a woman nor his mother. Because your mother is the closest thing to God. She knew you before you got here. She felt you in her belly. And when you got here, She know everything you do. Do you tell a lie to your mom? Not really. You always go back and retract. And if you do lie, you can't really lie to your mom. She knows what you do before you do it. She know you inside and out. And she's going to be here when you leave. She's going to be at the heavenly gates to let you in. Do y'all get what I'm saying? A man who do not respect the women in their life will never respect you. Will never respect you as a mother of their child. And one thing I will not allow is for my daughter to see her mother be disrespected. To see her mother hurt. To see her mother abused mentally, physically, emotionally. I refuse. I want you guys to understand. I am healing with you. I do not put myself on a pedestal above you. I am healing with you. And sometimes when I get low, I can't come on here angry or filled with trauma and hurt. I have to come filled with love. Because I need to talk to you guys from the heart. Do not let these men or women gaslight you. Throw the rock and hide your finger. Hide your hand. Oh my gosh. Okay, so like I was saying, like even my baby daddy, like even after he called my mom, I was like really pissed. Like really pissed. Because he did other things beyond that. Like, it's too embarrassing to say what he said to my mom. And answer the phone, said some slick shit, hung up, went answer the phone. And then he would do it again. That's gaslighting, y'all. Because your only option is to text, right? To make sure that person get that, what you have to say, out. I'm telling you guys, do not let these men manipulate you, because they want you to be low. They want you to, and women, I'm sorry guys, because I know males are listening too. Do not let these low vibrational people gaslight you. They may look all shiny and act like they're on high almighty, but ain't shit about them clean. They're not gold. They're bronze. They barely shine. Baby, you shine bright. You need to get back to you. Take them glasses off, boo. And love you. If you ever feel, and it could be anybody, if you ever feel like someone is gaslighting you, you retreat. You set your boundaries with that person. Whether you gotta tell them face to face or you got to tell them through a message and you leave it at that. You have no contact with that person. Don't answer the phone for that person. And if you do answer the phone for that person, if it started to get confusing or you feel like it's taking energy away from you, you say, hey, I gotta go. And you hang up. Because you don't let nobody gaslight you. If they are sending, turn that motherfucker on, I left. Because that's what they want you to do. Ladies, protect yourself. Fellas, protect yourself. I hope you guys have an awesome, blessed day. Peace reflections. Spread love, not hate. Thanks for kicking with your girl Jazz. If there's anything you would like for me to talk about, hit me up in the email in the description box. Again, you guys, spread love, not hate. Bye. Peace reflections. Want to help this podcast grow? Well, just click the link in the description box. Thank you for your support, and thank you for listening to Let's Kiki.